Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. And if you're driving, you better pull over, because we've got a great show for you tonight. We don't want anybody in an accident. And listen, if you want to call in, phone number is 407-894-1680. You got it? Now use it. 407-894-1680. I was just told I got to be good tonight because, I might be in trouble. So I got to be good. Can't mess around tonight. Can you imagine I'm blind and I take all this grief from a sighted woman? Yeah, but except one thing, she's my better half, and I got to be good, even though she's sighted. And she always tells me, if you can't find something, Sheila could do it. This one can do it. This one, everybody else can do it. You do it. I can't help it, folks.
You're a man. What do you expect?
Yeah. That's right. Listen, folks, before we go any further, let me introduce you to these players tonight, because before I get started. Anyway, my co-host to the left. Oh, by the way, If you don't know, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you don't know what that is, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. To my left, my beautiful co-host, and she's unbelievable smart, co-host Lynn Golder.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thanks for that great introduction this Sunday night. Welcome to the July 10th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thanks for joining us. And Sheila, you need some hot tea.
And to the coffee person who just came back from a place, Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say anymore about her. She's beyond words. She's the ultimate, I have to think about what, but anyway, co-host, Sheila Young. Sheila, you there?
I am. Good evening, Michael. And I want to know ultimate what?
Ultimate friend. Friend. He forgot to say friend.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. It's good to be here. It really does seem like it's been a long time since I was here.
It does. Are you sure you were here last month?
I was here. I'm pretty sure.
Let me introduce you. Let me introduce you to our producer, our engineer who's in our he's in our studio. He's the only one in the studio. He's our engineer. He's the one that's making this whole radio show work. By the way, this is not a podcast. For those who think that this is a podcast, it's not. This is a radio show. And let me introduce you, our engineer, our producer, Mr. Chris Shaw.
Bada bang, bada boom, kabeep up, beep, beep, boom. How you doing? I'm here and live in full effect. Let's make it do what it do for the Sunday night show, the Blind and Beyond radio show. You know?
Oh,
wow.
My goodness gracious.
He is raring to go.
What do you want? He's pulling the mic.
Yeah, we're having a fight here.
Take the mic. Take it.
Mike, don't know, Mike. You gotta stand your ground. You got the mic, Mike. Get it, Mike.
Okay, go ahead. Talk.
No, that's it.
That's what you write. That's what I give you.
No,
shout outs.
I actually don't have any shout outs.
You don't have any shout outs?
No, I don't.
I have a shout out. Okay. I want to shout out to my unbelievable, caring wife. How's that?
Okay.
I'm giving you a shout out.
Thanks. How about Sheila?
She's beyond words. She's beyond words.
Yeah.
I don't have to shout anything out.
I can't wait to hear these beyond. Anyway.
Do you have any shout outs there, Sheila Young?
I do. I've got Belinda Collins, who had a birthday last week, and she was in Omaha. Cindy Hollis, who has a birthday coming up this month, and Joanne Lowry, one of our members, and Deborah Gambrell, one of our members, have birthdays coming up. So happy birthdays to everybody.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we're actually do have a shout. I'm shouting out to Sheila. I'm so glad you're back safely.
You know, we have a shout.
And we'll learn all about what.
Even though she won't listen, how come you didn't shout out to our daughter, Jennifer, whose birthday was a couple days ago?
Because she's not listening.
I can still give a shout out.
All right, so shout out.
Shout out. You know what? That's the only kid in the world. She just turned, I'm not telling you how old. We were not telling you how old. But she just turned, her birthday was July the 7th. And she wouldn't let us sing happy birthday to her.
She doesn't like the song.
She doesn't like the song. And also, she used to cry at her birthday.
Yeah.
So this girl cries at her birthday, and she doesn't like you to sing happy birthday.
To her, she said, it's just another day.
It's just another day.
Yeah. I'm with her, right? I'm with her on that one.
She says, Mom, it's just a number. How about Chris? Does he have any shout-outs?
You got any shout-outs, Christopher?
Man, it's the month of July, and everybody named Mom's birthday is in the month of July. These are all summer babies. My grandmother would have been 90 years old on yesterday, so we just did a little celebration in honor of her remembrance. And today is my aunt's birthday, Aunt Niecy. My auntie Niecy, happy birthday going out to you. She's cool, she's slim, and she's ready to mingle whenever you're ready. So, Aunt Niecy, happy birthday to you.
Isn't that the aunt I met?
No, that's not that one. You haven't met her. I'm trying to get her to come down here to Florida to visit.
Oh, which aunt did I meet?
You met my auntie Carolyn.
You got a lot of aunties.
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm telling you, my stories are for real. I had family reunions. Whenever I got in trouble on either side of my family, it was always a family reunion. Everybody came and got a piece of the action.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, if you want to call in, what can I say? You can call in if you want to. The phone number is 407-894-1680. You know, folks, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's for all people, whether you're sighted, whether you're young in age, whether you're older than me. I guess there are people older than me, believe it or
there
not.
There are.
Yes.
There are. Yeah.
There's people out there that are sighted. There are people that are visually impaired. There's people out there that are blind. There are people that are all handicapped in every way, shape, or form. We want you all to listen. We want you to have fun. We want to entertain you. That's what the show is all about. You know, people don't understand this radio show. Let me explain it right now. Our first mission is to entertain you. Our second is to educate you. Our third is to, besides educate, is to inform. And then, for those folks that they need jobs, well, we try to get you jobs. There's a lot of jobs out there for the visually impaired and blind, as well as the sighted.
Now, Mike, can I say something?
What can I say?
Can I say something?
You certainly can say something.
Yeah, and when you're done, Chris, I just remembered a shout-out I forgot. So,
listen, I just want to let all of our callers know and our new listeners know as well that if you have won the previous week, you have to wait 30 days before you can win again. You have to wait 30 days before you can win again. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there so that everybody would know, because we have a lot of new listeners tuned in to the show, coming off the golf course, coming out the skating rink, coming out of different many places, and they're tuned into the show.
Well, thanks, Chris, for that.
And I would like right now for all those people.
Can I give one shout out?
Yes, you can interrupt me. It's okay. Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that, Michael. One of our listeners that I know you guys know the name, Meryl Schechter, she has called in and asked questions and won prizes. And I got to meet her this week. She lives in Maryland. I don't remember what city, but she lives in Maryland. And I got to meet her this week. So a shout out to Meryl. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Alrighty.
Meryl is in Maryland.
Correct.
Okay. Well, you say we're going to break.
Maryland is in Georgia.
No, that's
Carolyn
and Marilyn.
Marilyn and
Carolyn. Look at all these names.
That's a private joke.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, we are back. We're definitely back. This is your host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you know what you're listening to, what can I tell you? I just told you everything in the first segment. So if you're listening to us, thank you for listening. And if you don't know what you're listening to, well, I don't have to repeat it again to say we're the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's all. And Sheila Young, are you there?
Yes, sir.
So what happened with ACB show, the convention, at the trade show?
Holy cow.
Did something happen in Omaha, Nebraska?
It was a huge, huge conference. We had, I believe they said 1,100 registered. There were probably about 500 to 600 in the hotel, and it was just massive. The exhibit hall was amazing. Our sponsors, you know, we had Spectrum was the sponsor, and Microsoft and Amazon, and it just all kinds of sponsors.
So, question: was everybody bumping into everybody with the canes?
Of course, they were.
Okay,
you're supposed to. Yes, I know Todd is here. Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad you know.
Okay.
That's why I like what Sheila is. She knows what's going on all the time.
You're up.
Well, it's been a long time, but this young man, we're glad to have him back. His name is Todd LaFlamme, and he is the supervisor at the Lighthouse Works Contact Center here in Orlando. Welcome back, Todd LaFlamme.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
See you too.
Wait. I got to ask you a question before we begin, Todd. I have a question for you, Todd.
Yep.
Is that your real name?
Well, it's pronounced LaFlamme, but yes, that's my real name.
Because it sounds like an actor's name.
Yes. If you go off my first, Todd is my middle name. That's what I go by. But my first name is Ramon. So.
Well, that's even Ramon. Wait a minute. That's even more. That's even more actor. Ramon LaFlamme.
Exactly.
Ramon LaFlamme. That's an unbelievable name. I love it. Okay, so let's hear about.
How are you doing, Todd? We haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, a lot has happened since the last time I spoke with you guys. I had COVID in the early part of last year, and I was in the hospital for about a month.
Oh my God.
A month.
And then I was in rehab for about 2 to 3 weeks learning how to walk again.
Wow.
God. Oh
Oh, my gosh.
At one point, they were actually planning my funeral. And then I got out of the hospital. I got home, and I found out that my husband, Glenn, was very sick. And less than a week later, rushed him to the hospital. He was having heart failure. And about three weeks later, he passed away.
I remember that.
So a lot's been going on, and just trying to get myself back together and, you know, living my life and figuring out what I'm going to do. So
I'm sorry to hear that, Todd. This is Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
So you never had your shots?
I didn't have a chance to have them at that point. They were still, the age group was above mine. And so mine was like the next one down to get it. And it was like probably 3 to 4 weeks after I ended up in the hospital when people in my age group got it. So eventually, though, I did get it. And when I was in the hospital, they gave me plasma and all kinds of stuff.
So, thank God you're okay now.
Yep, exactly.
So it's no joke when you get it, right?
No, it's not. It's no joke. It'll put you out real quick.
Especially if you haven't taken advantage of the vaccination.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of people in this country, and I'm not trying to be political, no political.
No,
right. No, it's not.
I'm just saying something that we know is a fact, and I have some relatives that think the whole thing is BS. They don't want to take the shots, and these are relatives.
Wow. Well, that's their right, and if that's how
exactly.
they feel, then, you
exactly.
know, but I just make sure if I'm around somebody like that, that I'm wearing a mask or something. I'm going on vacation here in a couple of weeks, and so I've got that two-week window, and I'm making sure that I'm wearing my mask when I'm out in public, and starting tomorrow when I go back to work, just make sure that I don't get anything because I want to be able to get on that plane and go on vacation.
Well, where are you going? Where are you going fun?
So, well, part of it, I'm going to Texas, where my husband and I first met. I'm going to spread his ashes there. As we had talked about, that's where we wanted to have our ashes spread.
Mm-hmm.
But then for the fun part of the trip, I'm going to end up at Disneyland in California, in Los Angeles, which I've never been to. A very good friend of mine is celebrating his 40th anniversary with Disney, and he wanted to be there. And so he's like, do you want to go? And I'm like, sure.
I love his laugh.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
Great.
So what's going on at Lighthouse?
Yeah. Lighthouse Works.
Lighthouse Works is growing by leaps and bounds. One contract that I'm over for the government for in the state of Florida, we're continuing to grow. And that is you have to be there at Lighthouse to actually do it. They won't let us go out. So everybody, we've been, you know, people talk about working from home. My group has been in the office through the entire pandemic. So we've been there and that's going well. It continues to grow, but some of the other contracts that we're doing, we have work at home contracts. And we have people that on some of them, they can work from home, here in Florida. Some can work from home from, just about any state in the country. We've got, I think, just about someone from almost every state in the country now working for us. Our call center, has grown to, close, I think we've got over 400 now agents, counting those in-house and those, that are working from home.
Wait, did you say 400 in the call center?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
No, 400.
Well, this is at home.
Yeah, not in-house.
Not in-house. We have some in-house.
I don't care if they're in-home, not out. I don't care where they're. That's big.
It's close to 400 now, if not more.
Wow.
It's just, like I said, it's growing by leaps and bounds. And so if there are people out there that are looking for jobs, we're definitely hiring.
Hang on, Todd.
Yep.
If anybody is listening and you have any questions about the jobs or the, you know, the requirements, et cetera, call 407-894-1680 and ask Todd your questions.
Yep.
So I'm sorry, Todd.
Nope, that's fine. And when you call, if you just ask for Todd LaFlame when the prompted on the service, it'll take you right to my office phone.
Well, that's not the number I gave. I just gave the number for here.
Number for there. I'm sorry. I thought you were giving the number for Lighthouse.
No, wow. I could do that too, but
yeah. But there's those, and then also people can go onto our website at lighthouseworks.org, and there's a place there where they can look under the careers tab, and it shows the different positions that we're hiring for, the job requirements for those positions. They can go in and put in an application, and then somebody will call if they're in another part of Florida or if they're in another state. We have I think Sophia, who's been on here before.
Yes.
She will call and do an interview over the phone. She has now moved into our HR department. So.
And Todd, let me ask you, I know that minimum wage is at a huge conversation right now.
Right.
What has Lighthouse Works come on board with the state minimum wage, or are they working?
They're working towards it. We're working towards it right now. I believe it is, I want to say 13. And then if you speak another language, 13.50. It might be 14 and 14.50. I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's 13 and 13.50. Mm-hmm. And so that's it. And I believe it tells you that on the website. I'm not positive of that. Mm-hmm. But we are working towards hitting the $15 minimum wage mark for the people that are our agents on the floor in the contact center. Mm-hmm. So it's getting there.
So tell people about, give people an example of what it would be like to work for the contact center, from home.
Yeah, working in the contact center, we have things that range from we take dinner reservations for one of the local theme parks. We have had IT support, tier two support for one of an organization here in Florida. We have had, we do things for people who need help paying for medications with an organization there. One of the ones here that I'm over, we do take care of, let's see, how do I say this? Because I'm not really allowed to say exactly what it is that we do. But it's a government. It's a government program. And you get some people who are really happy, and you can help them. And then you get other people who are really upset, and you kind of have to become Sherlock Holmes.
My God, it must be IRS.
You have to do some research, and they want to know where is their money. You get to figure that out. Or, you can help fill out forms for people to get that money to them, hopefully. It has to go through a process. And so, you know, some days are really happy people, and some days you get really upset people. I had a person one time when I was an actual agent on the floor that she had not been paid in quite a while, and she was going to lose her home. And I found a form that had not been completed for her. And so I completed that form, and in about a week, she got a check for over $6,000 that helped her. And it felt good to know that I had a part in that.
Right.
And so for me, that's one of the big reasons why I do what I do. That's why I came to Lighthouse to work in the call center, was because I wanted to make a difference in the lives of people. And so it allowed me, this job allowed me to do that.
And how much training goes into, let's say, your department? And I know the department you're talking about. So,
So for my department, you go through about a month of training
before
we actually put you on the floor. Mm-hmm. And then we'll give you, once you're out on the floor, we actually now have a new program that we started where we give you a mentor. And you can sit with that mentor and work. And if you have questions, they'll help you through. If you're a JAWS user and you need somebody to help you with JAWS, commands to do different things, then people are there to help with that. Some of the other contracts that we have, though, the training is a lot less. Some are down to like a week or two. Mm-hmm. Some are even a couple of days. It just depends.
Yeah.
So, but it's a phenomenal place to work. I mean, and part of what I love about being at Lighthouse is that we at Lighthouse Works, we have what we call a double bottom line, where anything that we make extra goes back to Lighthouse so that we can continue to offer free services to people. And, our goal is to be able to turn around $1 million back to Lighthouse.
Well, that's awesome.
We're working on it. We're getting there.
Well, if anybody wants to call in and speak to Todd LaFlamme.
LaFlamme.
I thought it was LaFlamme.
No, I know.
LaFlamme.
LaFlamme.
Like the plane, you know.
Exactly. LaFlamme, boss. LaFlamme.
Todd, I like your, what's your first name? Your real name?
Ramon.
Ramon. I love that. Ramon.
Todd
Ramon.
Is my real name, too, but that's my middle name.
Okay, Ramon. If you want to speak to Ramon.
Oh, my gosh.
LaFlamme. Otherwise known as Ramon LaFlamme.
Len, take the microphone for him.
Otherwise, wait a second. If you want to call in, the phone was 407-894-1680. See, I got that right. 407-894-1680.
But I think it's amazing that you're saying you could live anywhere in the country and apply for these remote positions.
Yes, you can.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, yeah. You can apply for anything that's remote that is out of state. Like I said, it all depends on which contract we need you on. And, you know, but like I said, we'll do over-the-phone interviews, and we're constantly growing. There's several contracts that are the at-home ones. They're growing the fastest for us.
And I do believe that a girl that I recommended from ACB Community Apply is currently working for Lighthouse Works. And
oh, okay.
I can't remember. Don't remember if she lives in Arizona or where she lives, but she, I talked to her on a Clubhouse call one day, and
okay.
She said, you know, she was working for Lighthouse Work. So
Sheila, one of the things I wanted to ask Todd, and we have, you know, we have quite a few older listeners out there, and I wanted to make sure that there was not an age requirement, like
no.
That it doesn't matter how old you are.
I could even get a job if I
there
wanted.
You go.
Wait, 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 wait.
You can get a job. Anybody can get a job.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
Hello. Wait a minute. Hey, everybody. Listen.
I'm older than you,
wait,
Todd.
I think I heard Chris breathing.
We have a call on the phone line.
I thought so. I heard Chris going, hey, and nobody.
Hey, Chris. Good to see you. Hey, Todd, out there.
Likewise, man. I've heard the struggle, man. But you sound good going through. And trying to continue to press toward the mark. So keep pressing.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, we got Dave from Fern Park on the phone line who wants to be a part of this conversation. Dave, how you doing?
He does.
I am doing great. I've got to be a part of this conversation. I had to call to say hello to my old buddy Todd, for one. And, of course, hi to the rest of you guys and gals. But I remember when Todd first came through the doors there at taking classes at Lighthouse, and I can't tell you how proud I am of all of your accomplishments along the way there, my friend. But I mainly wanted to call as a plug for Lighthouse, because Todd and our friend Sophia are just perfect examples of people that actually can climb the ranks rather than someone that so many companies where you may just stay stagnant in one job. Todd's a perfect proof that he can, you know, he's climbed the ladder and got a pretty sweet job at this point. And Sophia's really climbed the ladder too. So, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of places you can go rather than you can start at the bottom. And if you want to, the sky's the limit, I think I could safely say.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks,
although
Dave.
Kyle might not want to be giving up his job anytime soon, but.
Yeah, probably
that.
Not.
That's funny.
I went through the employee training program there at Lighthouse Central Florida, and went through that, got the job, started out on the floor as a regular agent, and over the past little over 5 years now, I worked my way up to a supervisor position, and we have a lot of people that have moved up in the last several months with our growth that were agents on the floor and then have now become supervisors. And like I said, for Sophia, her dream was always to work in human resources, and at Lighthouse, she made that known, and we were able to get her into the job that she always wanted to have.
Well, Todd, let me ask you a question, because what if somebody, and
you know, I know the answer to this, but I want people out there to know the answer. What if somebody isn't computer literate and they just want a job? What is available to them?
At Lighthouse Works, if you're not computer literate and you want a job, we have a products division where you could go back and work. And they do things from making boxes for Disney to making field kits for the armed services. There's always something different going on back there. And, you know, we're always looking to expand that part of the business and get more contracts in. Matter of fact, my boss, John Bueno, is helping to get us some different contracts now in those kinds of areas as well. And so, you know, that's going to start growing just as much as the call center, I believe. So pretty soon we're going to have to get ourselves a new building. And, you know, we'll have both companies together under one roof at some point, hopefully in the future.
Awesome. Because, you know, it's not all about computer.
No.
There is so much more that Lighthouse Works does.
Yeah.
And
of course, for those jobs, you'd have to be local because you have to come in and work.
Oh, yeah. Products. Oh, yeah. You can't do that. You can't pack a bag remotely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Todd, eventually I hope I get to meet you.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Are you here in the area?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know about mentally, but physically, yes.
Yeah.
The fixture in Orlando.
Okay.
Yes, actually, I am the treasurer of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, immediate past president, and I am president of the Florida Council of the Blind, and I live in College Park. So.
Oh, okay. I'm out in Ocoee.
So, yeah.
You can meet for
lunch. You and I need to talk at some point.
Absolutely. You can get my information from Lynn and reach out to me.
All right.
I'm always the middleman in these connections.
Hey, it's all right. We like it. We like a connector.
There you go. Well, thank you, Todd LaFlame, otherwise known as
Ramon.
And I love your voice. Stephanie, he has such a radio voice.
Yes, he does.
There was a time when I was going to be a DJ. That was my dream.
And you would have been.
Yep.
You would have been.
Thank you for coming on, Ramon.
Todd, no problem. Good talking to you guys. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Have a happy trip.
Yeah, happy vacations.
Yeah. Thank you. Right. I'll be looking forward to hearing from some people for some jobs.
There you go.
There you go.
All righty. Good night.
All right.
Good night, Todd.
Good night.
Okay,
that was Todd, otherwise known as Ramon. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available?
One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@ChristianRecord.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, well, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, we'd definitely love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. And right now, it's Sheila Young's time. It's your time, young lady.
All right, I get my trivia?
That's right. It's all trivia time. Right. Trivia time, trivia time.
Sheila, this is a tough one. It's not for those people that enjoy that kind of music. Okay. But anyway, I was looking for a summer song, and I found this one. And, of course, I really like it. So please tell me who is singing this song. It's summer night, get up and dance.
Yeah. 407-894-1680. You know the name of this song? No, if you know who's singing it, that's the question. Who is singing it?
Come on, ladies, it's time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. In school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tents and some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer nights, everybody, are you with me? Let
okay,
that
please.
Eagle
407-894-1680. I can tell you right now, I don't know it.
I know you don't know it.
I definitely don't know it. I can admit it. I don't know it.
I didn't know it.
I don't know it. So who knows it?
Hey, I like a challenge on occasion.
I don't know it.
And I know you don't, Michael. I didn't expect you to. But
tell us more about your adventures.
While we're waiting, 407-894-1680.
Like the name of a movie, Adventures in Omaha.
New chorus first.
Adventures in Omaha. American Airlines was awesome. They were really, really good. All of my flights were perfect. Connection.
Where'd you connect? What city?
Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte.
Did you fly by yourself?
No. Mm-hmm. And the temperature in Omaha is just like it is in Florida. It was 90, 95 every day. The humidity wasn't like Florida, but it was pretty warm. The hotel was massive because it always connects to a convention center. So you got to figure out how to get from point A to point B. And the volunteers were awesome. The
the sessions were diverse. We had 6 sessions at one time during the afternoon. General sessions were every morning. Saturday night was opening session. I got to go on a tour for Boys Town, and that is Father Flanagan. And somebody said there was a movie years ago called Boys Town. I need to find it. And
it was a great movie. I saw it a few times. Matter of fact, our granddaughter went to the
one of the local
camps.
Yeah, in Oviedo.
At one time, they were only taking boys. Now they take girls too. Yeah.
They've been taking girls since the 70s. And I know there's 3 in Florida. I didn't know where they were.
One is in Oviedo. I don't know where the other 2 are.
Awesome.
Did you go on the Lewis and Clark
museum? No, the only tour that I was able to go on because of my other obligations was the Boys Town. So I missed everything else. They had Lewis.
There was a famous actor. There was a famous actor who played the father. I'm trying to remember his name. I can just visualize it.
Was it Spencer
matter of fact,
Tracy?
I saw it when I was cited.
It was Ronald Reagan.
No, was it Ronald Reagan?
Oh, Ronald Reagan. Let's, Chris, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. We do have a caller.
All right.
All the way from the great big city of Brunswick, Georgia, we have the one and only Miss Carolyn. She says she's going to take a guess at this trivia. She says she thinks she might it, but she don't know, but she's going to take a wild goose guess. Miss Carolyn, how you doing?
All right. Hi.
Carolyn, it's love to hear from you. Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Here we go. Carolyn, you're up.
How are you, dear?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Sheila. I have a name for you, Sheila. Michael couldn't think of what you are, but I say you're the queen of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I'm sorry, do what?
I said, Sheila, you are the queen of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Michael couldn't think of
She's the queen of the Blind and Beyond. Listen to this.
Carolyn, you know what? I have been called a lot of things, but I've never been called queen, so thank you. Although I think Lynn's the queen. So.
Yeah, I don't know who's singing the song, but I'm just going to guess. I'll say Rascal Flatts.
You are correct, ma'am.
What kind of guess was that?
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. What kind of guess was that? Yeah. That wasn't a guess. You knew who that was.
Carolyn, you knew it all the time, Carolyn.
Oh, I thought that's what it sounded like, but I didn't know.
Well, you know, I love them. When they first started, I saw them at a fair in Jackson, Mississippi.
I think she got it.
But I will tell you, a lot of their songs do sound, their rhythm is similar. So I'm proud of you, Carolyn.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
And it was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure.
Oh, you just got yourself a Sonny's Barbecue because there's Sonny's Barbecue in Brunswick, Georgia, I believe.
There is.
Yes, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue in Brunswick, Georgia.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You sure know your music.
You sure know your music, Carolyn.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Carolyn.
Thank you for calling in. I wouldn't have got that.
She's so soft-spoken.
Yes.
You have to really listen carefully. I'm at my head right
and up. Michael, I had no idea. No. Doubt that you didn't know who it was.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. So I'm sure Chris didn't.
I believe the actor who played the father, I think it's Edmund O'Brien.
I don't think you're right, and I'm trying to remember from the museum because somebody told me what it said on the thing, and I don't
famous
remember.
Famous actor.
One of them was Mickey somebody. And then
Mickey Rooney.
No, it wasn't Mickey Rooney. No.
Boys Town movie.
I don't remember.
The one who played the father.
Are you talking about the head actor?
Yes.
But that is an absolutely amazing story.
1938.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Spencer Tracy?
Yes, that's what I thought
Spencer Tracy.
I thought it was
Spencer Tracy.
And it was Mickey Rooney.
Yes, okay.
He was one of the boys.
And Bob, who? Oh, Robert Watson.
No, but the father was Spencer Tracy. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was Edmund O'Brien.
It was just such an, it's such an inspirational story. If anybody ever wants to just look into it, this man took in boys in 1920, I
want to
say.
Well, in the late 20s.
1927, he began the shelter for orphan and wayward and homeless, and he had five boys. And to this date, I believe, in I know in the 70s they took in girls. To this date, I think it's over 3,000 that they have been able to educate and save, whether it was juvenile issues, whether it was court ordered, whether it was whatever.
I'm surprised that's all it is 3,000.
It may be more, Michael, but we were told 3,000. But in Omaha, there's a 150-acre property where, you know, back in the 1927-30, they had to do the water brigade, where they had to carry buckets and water and plant their own food. And now it's a massive production where they've got a school. They've got a-
maybe they mean in Omaha they have 3,000 kids go through, not the United States. It maybe just in Omaha.
Michael, I didn't do the history. I'm just saying that I went to the tour. It was awesome. And I actually did get to speak with two of the young ladies that live, that reside on property. They call them their step parents. And they are educated. They volunteer in the museums. They work. They go to school. And I mean, they had plaques where a lot of the young men and women had gone into the service, and it was just such an awesome, inspirational tour. And that was the, I mean, I did a city tour, but that was the only tour I really did. And it was so good. So I'm happy I did that. And one of the magnets that I bought is a magnet that says, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." And that's their philosophy.
That is, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was fun. We had some awesome speakers. We had some of our Florida, one of our Florida members won an award. Thursday night, the Board of Publications gives out awards, and one of our own, Anthony Corona, had written an article 9/11, 20 years later, and it is such an inspirational article. He was cited when 9/11 occurred, and it's so graphic that it makes you feel like you're there. And he has lost his vision. I guess it's been about 4 years since he lost his vision. But he was on the ferry going to work when 9/11 occurred. And I don't know if you read the article or not, Lynn, but
I believe you sent it to me and I was saving it for September.
Yeah.
Our show will be on the air, believe
actually,
it or not.
We will actually be
on the same day of 9/11.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
The show will be on 9/11.
I'm saving it. I have.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That'd be, I'll let him know that you're going to read it. So,
well,
you know what? We'd love to have him on the show on 9/11. Let's schedule him.
Okay. I'm sure he would be happy to.
I'd like to get him on the show since he was there on 9/11. He saw it from the ferry.
Yeah. And so, you know, we had some amazing presentations. The World Blind Union, which is an awesome organization that connects all nations with Braille and access for blind individuals throughout the whole world. So I can't even I mean, it's overwhelming to go. I got to meet and talk with the talking book narrator for this year, which is one of my highlights because I love my book. And so it was very inspiring.
And I just want to say something about those. I was in those buildings a few times in my life, the towers.
Mm-hmm.
And those buildings were so massive. I believe they were the tallest buildings in New York at that time, bigger than the Empire State Building. They were huge, those two buildings.
I'm sure.
As a matter of fact, the underground would go right to the trains. The trains would go underneath, the subways and all. The whole thing was so massive, massive. Those when I was sighting, I would not go. If those buildings were still here, I would not go in those buildings as a blind person, because that's the only thing I'm afraid of as a blind person, going in elevators, because I can't do Braille. When you start going those big buildings, 60, 70, 80 flights, and you're by yourself, it's scary when you're blind.
Well,
and
you know,
don't do Braille.
You know that one blind man, Michael Hinkson,
right,
with his guide dog?
Right, Rosie.
Yeah. Was able to get down the stairs and actually get other people out. So
maybe we'll get him on in September too.
That would be awesome.
So I think
we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.